Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Cause every good.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This broadcast today is R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Amen. We're going to talk about several different things. Amen. But the main thing, when I reach out to the brother, was talk about uncommon favor. Amen. The favor of God. Amen. So we're going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and start in prayer first. I know that Brother Floyd is with me. And who else is with me today?
Cleophas.
Oh, Brother Cleophas. Amen. Hey. How are you, sir? All right. I want to thank brothers for joining us. A couple of others to join also in a little bit. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to open up in prayer. So, Father God, we come today first to give you thanks, to magnify your name, to glorify you. For truly you are good, Lord Jesus. You have brought us a mighty long way. When we look back over our life, God, we thank for every moment, every trial, every tribulation, God, that you brought us through. And surely no one but you, God. Thank you for showing us favor, Lord God, when we didn't even deserve that kind of favor. Thank you for saving us, God, when we were lost, headed in the wrong direction. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for looking over us no matter what. So we give this broadcast to you. We give it to you, Lord Jesus, for those that are listening, God, that will call in, God, and have questions or concerns, God. Pray that you, Holy Spirit, will have your way. We forever give you all the praise and all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. And amen.
Amen.
And then I want to thank you for joining us today. I know some of you have probably called at the last minute and everything, Mr. Rose, Mr. Floyd, and everything, but I do want to thank you for joining. Just going to do assistance. How's everybody doing? How you doing? I'm Brother Cleophas.
Amazingly well. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Good. I mean, I like that word, amazingly. All right, Brother Floyd?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine. Can you hear me? I'm doing just fine.
Awesome. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to send a couple to cover. Floyd, if you can send a message to Tyrone for me. All right. Let me know that we're waiting. All right.
Okay.
Let me get started, man. I got this from I can bring this back to my brother. I'm going to put you on mute for you.
He kind of fading in and out there, Reverend Ray.
I'm going to put you. I'll give you a second. Okay. All right. Let's see what. Let's go ahead and get started. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Floyd, I'm going to put you on mute, okay, until you finish doing whatever you're doing, man. Just send me a text when you're ready, okay?
I'm not doing this. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still cooking. All right. All right. All right. Okay. So, I asked some of the brothers to go ahead and pull up some scriptures about God's uncommon favor, which will provide a testimony of what God has done for them, okay? And so that's one of the things I was looking at. as far as, and I got actually, to be honest with you, I got this from I normally don't watch women's basketball, but this is probably my first time actually watching the game. And I guess I'm glad that South Carolina won. I was sort of rooting for them, you know. I was rooting for them, and but I knew that both teams was really, really good teams, okay? But what caught my attention more so than anything else is that when South Carolina won, Don Staley, who is the head coach there, gave more of a testimony, you know. And normally you hear sports players give honor to God, and they will do that, their whole rant in the beginning. But she went on a praise break testimony for those who got a chance to watch that over the game, or maybe watch it on social media. She went on a praise break thing, testimony about the goodness of God, to the point where when I watched the videos, I was thinking that she was about ready to shout almost. Okay. Somebody can think, because I know that, yeah, she was ready to show that. I don't know how many people watched it, but it was really something to witness. And one of the words that she used was God's uncommon favor. You know, God's uncommon favor, his favor, in favor. And I guess it caught my attention, because sometimes she got a lot of slack from it. You know, she got a lot of slack from other people. Some was Christian, some was not Christian. But why is she talking about God in a public setting, or in a public university type setting, and everything? But for me, she realized how she got there. And we don't know what those kids would do this year to go undefeated, but she's beginning to get honored. Was, you know what I mean? And for me, I felt like that was a practice. That, not a problem, but that was a testimony that she had. Somebody need to hear that. You know what I mean? I mean, even though some of them us needed to hear that testimony, that even then, that God can use. And she spoke, man, and she spoke with authority. Like I said, watching the video, it looked like she was about to really get a shout on, and somebody posted it on Facebook with her making that speech, giving God praise, and at the same time, what they did is they added music to it, church music to it. So it was like, oh, that was really good. So you guys, tell me how you feel about that, and then we'll get into the favor and some scriptures to deal with it. I think Brother Tyrone, are you with us? Maybe he's not. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we can go through thank you, Brother Tyrone. All right, we're going to go through Brother Creole. So you can tell me how you feel. If you got a chance to watch that, each one of you can do the same thing after Brother Creole, okay? In no set order. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I saw the game. I'm just like a lot of sports fans, intentionally watched the game. It was intriguing, but I was moved by her testimony, her speech afterward the game, and you know, I was godly proud of her that she would take a stand and exalt God and the favor of God that rests upon them, and you know, to go from losing, you know, your whole starting five, the team that, you know, lost in the semifinals the year before, and now you got five new starters and a whole new team basically coming back, and to not only win but to go undefeated, and they had one game that they had to hit an incredible shot at the end of the game to stay undefeated against Tennessee, and to see that, and then to see the emotion coming out of her. You know, that was a genuine moment of giving her God praise for bringing her through, you know. And as you said earlier, Reverend Ray, we don't know all of the tests, the trials, the tribulations that those young ladies went through the whole year. And she wasn't, you know, that she didn't care who was listening. The announcer, you know, was trying to navigate her away from that type of conversation, but she stood firm and made sure that she exalted God in that moment and Jesus. And, you know, I was godly proud of her for standing her ground and giving God the glory.
Amen. Someone else? Okay. It looks like everybody's getting quiet on me. So I was just add, I don't know whether Floyd or Tyrone, you guys got a chance to watch or heard about the woman that we're talking about. Her name is Dawn Stanley. And this was over on national TV, man. This was a national thing. And what I like to look at it is that we don't know who received it and got blessed or accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior at that time. Okay, but when I think about the favor of God, I mean, there's a couple of scriptures that come to mind. I mean, all in the Bible, God has showed men and women his favor. Even in our lives today, God has shown us favor, you know, towards things, you know. And favor is not, the favor he showed is not because we're so righteous or not because our grandmother or our grandpa or anyone alike. It's just that he decides. He decides who to show favor to, you know, and everything. So for my life, when I look over my life, for the things that I've gone through in my life, and there's many testimonies of things that have taken place in my life that God showed me favor. There has been situations when the finances need to be, and God, in a situation, God showed me favor. So favor is all kinds of, even the breath that we breathe every single day that we live, man, is the favor of God, okay?
Amen.
It's the favor of God, you know, and we need to take those things seriously when God shows us favor in advance. Not that we are his favorite, because God loves everybody. The scriptures that I love, they're all of us the same. And Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of our sins, you know. But even the children of Israel even Abraham had favor with God, you know. The God took him out of nowhere, that I'm going to make you a nation. That's favor, y'all, you know. That's favor. You know, so that's basically what we're talking about. So we can go ahead and continue right now, because I don't want to do a lot of speaking, but I do want to read a verse that I've just put in the podcast, and this is coming from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 14. It says, "I, my son, forget not my law, okay, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake the bind, forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart, so thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." That thou shalt find favor and good understanding. See, this is an advice in Proverbs that the father is giving to his son. You know, you there's purpose with it, because you want to find favor not with God first, and then in the sight of man, you know. And when I looked at the word favor, also that was mentioned, there's a grace that goes with favor. There's a grace that goes with it. But I want to be quiet. I want the other brothers to speak on it. Brother Tyrone or Brother Floyd.
We're talking about the favor of God. First, I want to say God bless you, brothers. It's good to be with you all again one more time. It's been a while,
Amen.
But I thank God for how the favor of God's been so blessed upon me. You know, I just thank God for what he has brought me through, what he has brought me from, and what he's taking me through now. It's because of his favor you know, that I'm able to. I'm sorry, am I muted? Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear
you. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. With the favor of God, because of the favor that he has upon my life and what he's been doing with me and for me, he has blessed us to come a long way. And I don't want to get too deep into it, but I go back to 4 years ago this year, this coming up Pentecost, God's favor, you know, I could have been gone, but because of the favor of God, he favored me. He spared my life, brought me this far. He has shown and taught me a whole lot much more since that particular time. And along with his favor, he has given me much more understanding and love and ability and to help other people. So I thank God for the favor that he has placed upon my life. Not only that, to win souls. I think that's one of our main objectives is to win souls. And so I thank God for the favor of God that he has given me to be a blessing to other people and as well. And I thank God for you guys that's been praying for us down through the years and even up to this year. The favor God blessed me to see yesterday, you know, my 62 birthday, 62nd birthday, and that was favor. Amen. Thank God for that, man. I'm alive, well. I got good health and strength, and I'm able to get about what I have to do day by day. Just thank God for prayer, you know, being amongst friends and family that loves us. And so all of that is under the favor, being under the favor of God. So I'm sorry I came in late, and I sort of just picking up on what we were talking about, but I thank God for this particular topic, talking about the favor of God. I think it's good to know that you have the favor of God on your life. Because you can walk in his favor, live in his favor, and do your ministry in the favor of God, you know. So I don't want to get too deep in it, but thank God. You know, thank God for you, brothers. Amen.
Your scripture right
there. Amen.
My wife is giving me a scripture.
It's on the phone.
It's on the phone. Hold on. Let me give you the scripture. It says, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living. Wait on
Amen.
The Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. And that's, you know, that's favor. I would have fainted unless I believe. I mean, if I had fainted or I had given up, I wouldn't be able to express or receive the favor of God. You know, so I thank God for the favor of God that's in my life that he has put on me. And, you know, we're able to move forward with that love, with that strength, with that endurance. I thank God for the scripture that says that he that endureth, you know, that's the favor. The favor of God calls you to endure until the end.
Amen.
And the same shall be saved. So, you know, then y'all getting me into preaching mode, so we ain't going to go that way. We ain't going to get into preaching mode. But I thank God for the favor of God. Amen.
And amen.
Yeah, anyone else? Amen. I want to leave it right out.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, good evening, fellas. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Al. Good voice. Good
Likewise.
To hear your voice, sir.
The favor of God, the favor of God. I mean, where can we start with the favor of God? Because I believe every day that we wake up, every day that we have another opportunity to live for him and to be a witness for him is a true honor and definitely favor. I do believe that we all have testimonies and of the favor of God because we are still speaking, we're still talking, we're able to share with each other. But on one particular case with me, I applied for a position at my job, and when I applied for it, I was told that I wouldn't be able to get it. I have to go through the proper channels. They were trying to bring me in, I guess, the back way without actually applying for the job. And but, you know, my supervisor at the time, she was really pushing for me to stay where I was located because I was detailed there. You know, I was there temporary. And so she talked to, you know, her supervisor, and they said, no, you pretty much have to go through the proper channel. And so I was destined to go to another division at my job. And I didn't know until the day before I was supposed to start at the new division that I was going to stay where I currently was because that's where I wanted to be. And so when they told me, you know, I immediately said, praise God. I said, wow, praise God, because I had already had my orders to go to the next division. And so, I mean, yeah, that might be small to some, but I had people who were trying to do the same thing that I was trying to do, and they couldn't do it. They had to leave and go to the place where they were designated to go, but God's favor, he kept me there, and I've been in that position ever since, and I loved it. It seemed like that's exactly where I'm supposed to be, and that's the favor of God in my life, where he just does some things, even though it may seem impossible, even though it's not fair, even though it's not proper protocol, even though it was not the standard operating procedure to do certain things, but it's just amazing how God just, he goes against the norm. He goes against the grain when he's dealing with his children and say, hey, listen, I know this is how it's been done in the past, but that's not how we're going to do it this time. I'm going to bless this person. I'm going to honor this person, and I'm going to go against the grain. He may have had the degree. He may have had the experience, but I'm going to move on this person's behalf. That's the favor of God. When you don't meet the proper protocol, you don't meet the proper standards according to man, but God elevates you anyway.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen. Amen.
It is awesome. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Brother Floyd, are you with us? Okay, we're going to go forth with that. Amen. I want to, I was, while Brother Elston and Brother Tyrone and you guys was talking, man, I thought about that type of uncommon favor. And years ago, Bishop Jakes, probably about 20, 30 years ago, he preached a sermon, a favor just ain't fair.
Yep.
He preached a sermon, favor not fair. When you have the favor of God, it ain't dealing with what's fair, but it's dealing with what's righteous in his eyesight. And Brother Elston, what he was talking, I thought about that thing, man, that when God has ordained us to have favor in a situation or a job or a circumstance or a church or whatever, nothing the enemy can do can stand against the favor of God. Nothing.
Amen.
I mean, all he can do is make a lot of noise. But God, if God has already promised a thing and established it, it shall come to pass. You know? And again, it's not because we're so righteous. I think it's because he doesn't want us to get the big head. No, all the glory, all the credit, all of it goes back to God. God, you did it. You know, that's one of those praise or worship. You said God did it. God did it. It was nobody but God. If it, as the old people used to say, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be? Nobody did it but God. And you know, and you know that for some of us, them will be quiet. And I hear Sister D in the background. You know that for some of us, when in situations where we'll hit our head up against the wall, try to figure this out, and then we get to the point, okay, God, if you don't do it, ain't nothing going to happen. Then all of a sudden, a blessing, a word, or a miracle takes place just like that in a snap of a finger. The favor of God shows upon you or shows upon us and opened doors that was closed, you know, and then turn around closed doors that should have been closed from the start. The favor of God allow us to award us
to go right when we're trying to go left. That's the favor if we listen, okay? If we're listening to him. That's the kind of favor that God has. And again, it's not anything that we, you know, we don't walk, try to attempt to walk on water. We're not trying to heal nobody because all that is through Jesus Christ anyway. But the favor of God sets us apart, man. People be like, how were you able to do this? How are you still alive today? You supposed to be dead. You was in the hospital or in a coma, Brother Tom, for X amount of months. So why are you still here? God, the question, answer the question is not only the favor of God, but the promise of God that all of us, that I am not finished with you yet. There's still work to do. Everything we do, amen, like Brother Tyrone has spoken about, is for the glory of God and to speak or to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it's for. Amen? That's what it's for. I'm going to let somebody, Dia Hughes in the background, that you are Brother Tyrone. Brothers, for those who don't may not know, Andrea D is Brother Tyrone's wife, so she's on with her here in the background. Do you have anything to add, or Brother Tyrone?
Praise the Lord. I know this is a gentleman's thing, you know, going on, but you know, we love to listen. We thank and praise God because the favor of God, it ain't fair. It is not fair. But thank God that he favors us. He favors us because, amen, we one day said yes to the Lord, and that's all. We said yes to the Lord. And not only when he favors us and when we are blessed and when we are highly favored, somebody else is going to look. You know, people look at our life today. And how does that happen? Why are y'all so blessed? It's not because we've done so much. It's not because we have been so faithful and been so true. It's because God loves us so much. We're his children. We're his children. You know how it is when you have children. You know, you do for them before you do for anybody else. So that's the way, amen, I take it, the faith of God. We do for our children. You know, my kids often say, you do for your grandchildren before you do for me. And that's true. That's true. Amen. You know, I kind of have a special love for them because, you know, I see where they're lacking or whatever, and I want to help. I want to be there for them. So that's the way God is with us. That is the way God is with us. He favors us because we're his children. He loves his children, you know, and he don't want to see us fail. And when we fail him, you know, he repeats, you know, forgiveness. And that's uncommon favor, because we don't deserve to be forgiven. We don't deserve to have this forgiveness. We don't deserve to even be blessed. We have things that, you know, unexplained how we even got it. You know, we don't deserve it, but we thank God, amen, for unmerited favor, his mercy, his grace, and all of that. That is the favor that God has for us, and we thank God. Thank God for you, Reverend Ray. Thank God for you. Thanks.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Brother Floyd, are you with us?
This dude must have went to the refrigerator, man. I'm going to stop saying that.
Okay, let me know. Anybody else, man?
Reverend Ray, I looked, when you sent this over to me, I started doing some research. When you sent this over to us, I started doing some research, and I looked up uncommon favor, and the common definition that comes with that is uncommon favor is special attention from God that can make what man considers impossible possible. And I went to for scripture reference, I went to Second Chronicles 10 down to, I believe, 12, and I'll read it. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10 says, and this is Solomon. This is God talking with Solomon when he had made him the king of Israel after David had died. And he said, Solomon, God had asked him, you know, what did he need, what did he want? And Solomon said, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge thy people that is so great. In verse 11, God said, and God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemy, neither yet hast asked for long life, but has asked for wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. And here's this uncommon favor here. God said, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there be any after thee that have the like. And what I took from that is this: when you go after God's heart, what's in his hand is inevitable to show up in your life. And that's where this uncommon favor comes from, is when we go after God's heart. And what is God's heart? His people. And when you set yourself to take care of God's people at a high level, his hand automatically opens up, and the favor that comes up on your life, as some of you have already testified and spoke about, you know, doors of opportunity start opening up, and people want to know, you know, what's going on in your life, and what's really happening is your light is starting to shine bright, and now somebody can actually come to you and say, man, tell me about this Jesus. Tell me about this God that you're serving. And that's the faith. That's the favor of God. That's the uncommon favor of God. You know, the Bible tells us that new mercies he gives us day by day. You know, so don't take for granted that you wake up tomorrow morning. Don't take for granted that you have your faculties. You know, your mind is good, and you have all your extremities, and you're able to get around and move around and do, because there's so many that can't. And so that's favor when you set yourself to go after God's heart. What shows up in your life is the overflow of what's in his hand, and what's in his hand is far better than anything that you can do on your own. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? Amen. I want to what I was doing to research, I think I before phone I had
Hey Reverend Ray, you're fading in and out, and we're missing most of what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to deal with that. That's why I'm trying to get everybody else to speak, because I know I'm having issues up with my phone and my computer over here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. So Noah found, when I read the scripture, but it's in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, it said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, grace. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Another person that found grace in the eyes of the Lord is Joseph, you know, when he was in prison, and he went to the, when he went to, you know, when he was in prison, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In this situation, that the grace that they're talking about is the same as the favor of the Lord. In circumstances, sometimes many of us, some people might have had gone to jail, and even in jail, God shows favor, or he shows grace unto you, so that we get treated differently. So no matter what situation that we're in, you know, God will show us favor. Okay, now that favor, like Brother Cleophas had said before, came at a place where, because there was obedience, there was some submission, there was a humbleness that took place, okay? And some of those situations. But that favor, or that uncommon favor, means to be unmerited. Nothing that we can do, nothing that we did right or wrong, but God said, I'm going to pick you out. I
are millions and millions of people, and I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to make a covenant with you and everything, and I'm going to put my spirit into you to be able to go into the hedges and the highways and to compare men and women to come in. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and I want somebody else to speak because I am having some issues on my end. I don't want to stop. This is a good topic to talk about the testimony and about how good and God has been to us and where God has brought us from. Many of us, if we look back over our life truly, I mean, from when we were young to now that we're old, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging for bread. We have come a mighty long way, and it was truly, again, nobody but God. Nobody but God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, somebody.
Amen. I thank God, you know, we're talking about the favor of God. You know, if we take the time to look back over our lives, you know, I thank God. God blessed me to be a few years of age now. But I look back over my life many years ago, you know, and my cousin, there, Cleophas, Pastor Cleophas, Reverend Buck, you know, whichever one you are. We can go way back, you know, many times, you know, our lives should have ended. One time in particular, I was thinking of my cousin, I said cuz, Cleophas, Reverend Cleophas. You know, we were playing in my grandmother's backyard. I don't know if we were playing or we was actually fighting. He did something to me or I did something to him, and I was chasing him around, and he sort of hid behind the house or something with the end of, I think it was a bed frame or something, and I ran around the corner. But, you know, when I ran around the corner, the favor of God was upon my life. I feel now that I'm more understanding of what the favor of God is or how it is upon me. This pole that he had, it hit me dead in the face. Busted my whole jaw. I don't know if he remembers that. And I think I went and got
I tried to forget.
I think about it every now and then, and I say, well, thank God for the, you know, he has favor on me to let me live. But prior to that and even after that, you know, I tell my wife all the time, not calling you the enemy, cuz, but the enemy has been trying to take me out for years.
Mm-hmm.
If we look back over our lives, the enemy has been trying to kill us for years. Mm-hmm. I recall the time when I got shot by the sawed-off shotgun. You know, all my other friends, they just scattered around. And you got to remember that, you know, we were growing up in the church. So I was like a backslider and called myself running from the church. But on a church night, the enemy said, well, I'm going to take him out. And I get shot with this sawed-off shotgun, and, you know, he said, I got you now. And I thought about many times that he had been trying, but it was the favor of God. Like, all this used to be awesome. It was the favor of God that kept me alive. And I thank God for that. I thank God because he had mercy and favor on us long time ago. I could talk about my brother, Reverend Ray, things that God has brought him through, brought us through as a family. God has always favored us, and we can't forget that. You know, we don't just testify to the fact that we are saved and that we are sanctified and that we're filled with the Holy Ghost, but we can testify to the fact we are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost because God has favor on us. You know, I was stabbed, I was shot, I was kicked, I was beaten, I was run, all sort of hidden by the dog, German Shepherd dog, you know, all of these things that have came to try to take me out. You know, God spared us. God favored us. He kept us through, what did it say, through many dangers toils and snares, we've already come. It was God's favor, God's grace, you know, that brought us through all of that, you know. And I always get in the preacher mode when I get to talking, but you know, I just begin to think, and then it's when I think of the goodness, when I think of the favor of God and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. I thank God for the favor of God. I thank God for saving me. So the favor of God is upon us. We just need to acknowledge. I'd like to acknowledge the fact that I have one of my young brothers with me, praise God, all the way from New York, him and his wife, they're here with us. We're not going to get a place to say anything. I mean, we're not going to impose on them, but we thank God they're listening in, and that's a blessing, amen. Praise God. We just thank God for what the Lord is doing. God bless you. Amen.
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 Hey,
Ron back.
Amen. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Floyd.
Well, praise God. Favor, grace, mercy. You know, another family member called me earlier just while I was on the phone with you guys, and we had to get some issues resolved. But favor, grace, and mercy. The Lord has granted us grace. He has granted us favor. He has granted us his love. I listened to Tyrone, and I was listening to the other persons on the phone and stuff, but I was also reading scriptures and reflecting on my life and stuff, how God has granted me grace, not because of because what I've done. I was, you know, Paul said in his writing, he said he was a chief sinner. He was a chief. He killed people. Well, I didn't do all of that. But God granted grace and favor to St. Paul, and that same favor and grace that he granted to Paul, he's granted to us. Not because of our goodness, not because of our experiences, but because he loved us, because he wants us to be part of his kingdom. You know, favor, grace, these are elements that cause us to grow. When I look at Abraham, you know, Abraham had faith in God. That's why, and in return, God had favor towards Abraham. You remember the story how Abraham was about to sacrifice his son? You remember that story? Well, that was faith, you know. But God saw that and said, okay, Abraham, I have found favor in you because of your faith, because of your commitment to me. You know, so, you know, we move that up to the present day. It's not because of what we've done. It's by our faith. Mom, she instilled faith in us. You know, although we were sinners back then, she instilled that faith in us. You know, faith, you know, faith is, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Well, with that thought in mind, when I have faith in God, God in turn will have favor towards me. King David, he did a lot of bad stuff. But God looked at David and bestowed upon him favor or grace or unmarried condition. You know, we could have been dead in our sins and stuff, but Christ on the cross, that was the ultimate favor that God gave to us by Christ dying on the cross for all of humanity and for us as individuals. So grace, you know, I know I'm going back and forth. God, the scripture said, talks about that God looked at Abraham as righteousness. God, that was Abraham's faith. Hey, God count that as righteousness. Well, when we accept Christ as our Savior, and as we walk with him like the patriarchs did in the Old Testament, then God can grant us favor. He can grant us, we have to keep in mind, favor is not the riches. Favor is God's unconditional, unmerited love towards us. You know, if I'm a pauper, if I have nothing in my possession, if I'm sleeping on the street, but if I have favor with God, that means all the world. You know,
billions of dollars is nothing compared to God's favor towards me. You know, all the gold in the world, in the universe, is nothing compared to God's favor towards me. So God's favor, but then, it's not God's favor towards me, it's my faith in him that allow him to favor me. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm talking much out. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Are we here then?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Brother Esther, haven't heard from you all, and we got to continue at the end. We would like to appreciate that. Also, real quick, Brother Tyrone, I know you said you have somebody with you. I wanted, they have permission to speak, man. You know, this is an open forum. This is an open thing. So if they want to have something to say, they can definitely do that. All right, that's not a problem. Brother Esther, do you have anything else to say or add?
No, they declined at this time.
I'll just say grace and peace, my brother. This is Mike Brandon from New York City. Grace and peace to all of you guys. I enjoyed the podcast, and I wish you guys the best. Enjoying the favor of God. Bless you.
God bless you, Brother Mike. Appreciate that. Amen. Brother Alston?
No, I have nothing else to add. I think, you know, everybody pretty much hit everything, showing in favor of God. I'm just seeking God more in the favor on the commanders,
both commanders.
Oh my.
Hey, Roy, it was Commander's Room.
Yeah, I'm
in Texas. Yeah.
Okay.
Commander's
All right,
Room.
All right, Roy. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, look, I want to read something real quick, and we're almost out of time anyway, so I want to read something. Maybe this will help Brother Alston and some of those other people that are commanders. I don't know. Maybe it would. But it says, this is coming from, I got this from off the internet. It's called Babajin. Talk about the meaning of favor. It says, what does favor mean in the Bible? It says, in the Bible, favor denotes the preferred treatment given by God. It is undeserved act of kindness, embodying God's loving kindness to those who love him and pursue his will. Favor in this biblical context is not influenced by human merit. Like you just, all of us are in agreement. And they because I'm this and I'm that, or I used to be an usher board, I've been in church for 40 years. No, not dependent on the whims of fortune. It ain't about how rich you are, or it's not even about how poor you are, okay? But it originates from God's unconditional, unwavering love for humanity. The Bible passages on this topic underscore the importance of staying humble. We talked about that. Focused and grounded in faith. Brother Floyd brought up the topic of faith and God. And God, okay, being humble, grounded in faith to grasp God's character, who he is, his power, his authority. You know, that great I am, okay, all of the things come to place, okay. Then the next question is, where is favor found in the Bible? While verses related to God's favor are scattered throughout the Bible, they are primarily concentrated within the books of Psalms and Proverbs. Here, favor is tied to the concept of wisdom, righteousness, and faithfulness. Moreover, the theme appears in the context of very biblical characters and their experience. We talk about, well, some of us mentioned Moses, and some of us mentioned Abraham and David, and of course we got Christ, but we also got to add ourselves to that list, you know, of what God, of favor. The favor is even going on right now, amen? Okay, more of the theme appears in the context of very biblical characters and their experience, providing believers with practical and spiritual insight. You know, practical and spiritual insight is what you're chipping. Homologist, that somebody else might be listening to this world way across the other side of the world, Eric, and they listen to this, and they're understanding that God has no respect of person. But God will show you favor, okay? He will take you out of situations that you are in that there's no way you can get out of and stuff, and he will deliver you, just like he did with the Hebrews boy, just like he did with Daniel. There's so many examples of God showing himself mighty to us, even in our own life. Okay, I'm almost done. And then it says that, providing believers with practical and spiritual insight. Notably, favor is shown as a reward for obedience and faith, as well as unconditional divine love that works beyond human comprehension. We cannot comprehend the favor of God. We don't get it. We can't comprehend the favor of God or the love of God, but it passes all our earthly or fleshly understanding. It's spiritual in nature. It's spiritually in nature. Okay. So we grab hold of that. I hear a lot of static in the background. I hope it's not new. I mean, when we grab hold of that, then we understand that. Amen. All right, now I'm done, y'all. So like you said, I don't know who else got the closing remarks and anything like that to add to it. Amen. But I'm gonna like to pick it one. Does anybody want to volunteer and close it out in prayer, okay, or say a prayer, and then the last person that pray will close out in prayer. So it doesn't matter who. If God has laid on your heart to pray, then pray, okay, for the last few minutes that we got. Amen?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think I'm reading Psalms 34 and 19. And I think this really embodies, you know, the favor of God upon all of our lives. And I'm reading out of the Amplified. It says, many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous. That's us. But the Lord rescues him from them all. And, you know, that to me, that embodies the favor of God upon our lives. You know, we go through challenges and difficult situations, every one of us. We all have testimonies. Everyone has a testimony about challenges that they've gone through in life. But the scripture says he delivers us out of them all. And so Amen. That's the favor of God upon our lives. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to offer a prayer.
Okay.
Dear Father God, I thank you for everything. I thank you for your dear son, for how he, Jesus, came to us in this world. He lived, he died, and you resurrected him back to life to give us favor, to grant us favor so that we can be Christians in this dark world. Lord, this favor that God has given us, we're not going to put it on the back shelf, but we're going to use it, not for our glory, but for your glory, to win men to Christ, to tell the world the different story about what Jesus has done. Lord, I thank you for favor, and I ask you continue to bless my friends, my family, and my associates with your favor as we live in this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else? You got 7 minutes. Come on, men and women of God. Let's hear some prayers here.
Thank God for his favor. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, thank you for your word, for our provision. For your word says that the entrance of your word gives light unto the simple. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for keeping us in all of our ways, Father. Thank you for angels that are encamped about us to keep and protect us in all of our ways. Father, thank you for those that are traveling on the highways and the byways, Father. Thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, Father. And, Lord, we thank you that your favor not only rests upon our lives, but they rest upon our children's and our children's children's lives, Father. And, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise for it now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Another word for faith.
Father, I just pray. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will give your angels charge over us and keep us in all our ways. I pray, Heavenly Father, that no weapon formed against us prosper, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your hedge of protection be around us, God. That you keep us our minds, keep our bodies, healthy, God. I come against the spirit of premature death now in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit. I come against any tongue, any judgment that would try to rise up against your people, your men of God, Father. I stand in agreement. I take the authority of Jesus Christ, God, that you will continue, God, to rest, rule, and abide in each man, each woman, each family member that's represented on this phone, God. Even those who are listening, not speaking, God, I just pray, Father, that you move by the awesomeness of the power. God, I pray that you will be the shepherd that they shall not want, God, that they shall not want for anything, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will order their steps in your word, Heavenly Father. I pray that your word be a lamp unto their feet and a light upon their path, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they will find favor with you in the mornings and the night watches, God, as you touch them, God, that they wake up and intercede and pray, God, and have communion with you, Father. I pray that there be the earnest thing in their heart to do so, God, in Jesus' name, God. And I ask, God, that you come against the spirit of doubt now, God. I know that they have faith, God, but I pray, God, that doubt will leave now in the name of Jesus and they walk in faith, God, that everything will be a knowing and not a feeling in them, God, that they know that you have their back, that they know that you favor them, that they know that you are a healer, that they know that you are delivered, that it be annoying for them, that they be brainwashed by your word, God, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' Amen. Name. Amen.
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 Amen. Bless God. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Amen. My prayer is always to you, brothers, that you will stay encouraged all of us, man. We reach out to somebody else and let them know that the favor of God, you know, what the favor of God is. Let them know about Christ. I know we're doing that and everything as pastors, as reverends, as preachers, as elders, as teachers. But my thing is that we will continue to be obedient to the things of God. Okay, so God bless you. God bless you guys. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Amen. And I love you. Love you all. God bless you, brothers. Amen.
God bless you. Commanders.
Love you too. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
All right.
Testify of your mercy and your grace. You've been listening to Real Talk Radio. This has been all to be real life, real talk. Amen. I've been having with us today Brother Floyd Rhodes, Brother Elton Green, Brother Tyrone Rhodes. And I'm also Brother Michael Grant also with us today. So we are all the brothers got opportunity to stay. So we have Brother Cleo. Y'all bless the broadcast. Amen. If you can, amen. So to be blessed. God bless you. Just raise the flag and I'll have you.